When this Alanis Morissette song screamed onto the radio in 1995, fans connected to its raw angst. Now, Morissette's album, Jagged Little Pill, has been transformed into a musical at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how the creators did it and why.
Looking back, Alanis Morissette remembers being surprised by how many people connected with her album 23 years ago.
And on one hand, it was heartening because I immediately felt less alone in my challenges. On the other hand, it was horrifying because I thought, oh my gosh, there's a lot of people who are relating to this. Ergo, there must be a lot of people in pain.
Fast forward to 2015, before the Me Too and Time's Up movements took off, Diane Paulus, artistic director of the American Repertory Theater, got a call from a producer asking her to find a copy of Jagged Little Pill and give it another listen.
I think a lot of people associate Jagged Little Pill with this watershed moment of female rage.
The chart-topping, sexually explicit song You Oughta Know wails with anger and pain.
But when you look at the album and you really get inside the lyrics, it's much deeper. Yes, there's rage, but there's also a cry and a plea to feel.
But you, you're not alone. You're not invited. An unfortunate slide.
It is interesting to take an album that feels this private and to turn it into this communal experience.
Oscar-winning screenwriter Diablo Cody accepted the challenge of adapting Jagged Little Pill into an original story for a theater audience.
It's one of those Dear Diary type albums. You know, it's not something you put on at a keg party.
Cody spent a lot of time with Jagged Little Pill as a teen, usually alone.
I think there's a reason that album caused such a sensation. Alanis's voice was just so fresh and so direct, and she was giving voice to a lot of the anxieties that I had as a young woman.
Be a good girl. You gotta try a little harder.
Cody says the album's songs are full of drama. Morissette wrote many of them when she was just 19 years old and managed to pack them with so many different emotions, stories, and characters.
They speak to being marginalized, they speak to addiction and recovery and ruptures within relationship with God or spirit.
Morissette, Cody, and Paulus mapped out themes, characters, and relationship dynamics on a whiteboard in the musician's Malibu home. Cody says their central character, a mother, emerged from the song Mary Jane.
Because I listened to it and I went, oh, this is a person. And she's consumed with perfection, and I know who she is. And I can write this.
What's the matter, Mary Jane? What a hard day. It's a place that don't disturb sign on the door.
Only in the stage version, the song is sung by Mary Jane's husband.
And it's a long way down on this road.
While this could be off-putting for some of the album's hardcore fans, Morissette thinks it's great.
Hearing Mary Jane sung from a male body perspective in a very empathic way, it's like the masculine being empathic toward the feminine. Are you kidding me? Even just talking about it right now, I'm getting teared up.
Morissette's songs fuel a complicated web of a plot. It revolves around a well-to-do New England family struggling to maintain a facade of perfection as the parents and two teenagers struggle to face their challenges and each other. The musical opens with Mary Jane reading the family's annual Christmas letter to the song See Right Through You.
It's been an interesting year. I recovered from my little fender bender in February. My car may have been totaled, but you can't total Mary Jane Healy. After a couple of surgeries, My body is stronger than ever.
I see right through you.
A 13-member chorus out of a Greek tragedy alludes to the truth. Again, writer Diablo Cody.
The mother in this family is secretly struggling with opiate addiction, which is, you know, an epidemic in our country right now, and something that I personally have dealt with in my life, not as an addict, but with a family member. It felt like the right thing to write about at this time.
Cody and her collaborators mined a lot from Morissette's songs. After seeing a preview performance, longtime music journalist Joan Anderman says the material feels fresh more than two decades later.
There's issues of consent. There's issue of sexual assault, opioid crisis, diversity, gender, sexual identity, gender identity, and they fit so naturally into a narrative about suburban life. That's extraordinary that we find ourselves at this time and how little things have changed.
For her part, Morissette is encouraged that people are talking more about these issues today.
It feels like there's an openness to how to navigate this whole human story. You know, there's more of a movement toward wholeness.
20 years ago, some critics called Morissette a psychobabbler and her concert stadium therapy. She says these days, people are more receptive to what she has to say. She hopes the musical will humanize issues while modeling ways to heal from trauma in the theater, outside of it, and most importantly to her, together. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Swallow it down. What a jagged little pill. It feels so good.
Swimming in your stomach. Wait until the dust sinks. You live.